Thank you,
win. Octavarius, Octavarius, eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from spawn.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. Most importantly, he's going to save you. He'll let him speak for himself. He's got a lot to say. Ask him to mind. He's like a fast
footies. And we almost have everybody champagne in their glass. So, hey, everybody.
Hey.
Howdy do.
Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 100 of the podcast.
Yes, what?
We did it!
100, feeling a blunder.
So now for the second podcast in a row, we are celebrating our 100th podcast with champagne.
You're welcome. Everyone here on After, as far as I go. Yeah, we can get drunk off champagne.
Let's do it.
That's our new thing.
For like $6. I mean, it's not impossible.
Yeah, cheap champagne places, they make bank.
That's true. Are we really going to commit to like bottom bin champagne for the rest
you
of
you are. It? You're going to buy it.
I'll do
it.
What?
Hey, without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Makula.
Hey, it's Quad.
Brian.
Scott.
And Chris.
Lauren.
Castelvi.
Tin.
Keep.
Mark, that's your name.
Mark!
LP.
When we got through
it. Oh, wow.
It took 100, but.
You got the same. Finally.
Wow.
What?
And it looks like, yeah, everybody.
A blundered, yes. Sorry.
Everyone in the regular podcast crew is here tonight. So
wow.
That's pretty sweet. That's
America.
Awesome. America.
Get it, guys.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty America.
Well,
pretty
so
America.
I guess we got everything then.
Tins, yeah. Fuck!
What are you... Oh, fuck!
Man.
Ruby Tins, 100
Man.
In. 100 in.
I don't know if people would start reminding me. I'd start bringing the mailbag. I don't know what you guys want from me.
No, it's really our fault.
Well, I guess we have to cancel the podcast.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in, RJ.
Okay.
But did anybody remember?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, wait. I know. I do. I have one.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
Bye, RJ. RJ says bye.
Have you been hiding your mailbag under the New Year's hat in your lap?
Yeah,
just
that's
yeah, baby.
Those are chocolate covered sunflower seeds.
I thought we could all. It's yeah. I mean, yeah. To
mail,
both,
take,
yes, to both.
Idiot.
Makula does not like the champagne.
that's the expensive kind that I bought.
It's good.
It's
good.
Good kind.
His face is just
the good one.
Today's letter.
Oh my God.
Is from Mr. New Year, comma baby.
That with 100 again.
Makula has left the room in frustration.
100 podcasts in, and the names are just getting more and more blatant.
And Mr. New Year writes,
Mr. Baby.
Hey, Octavarius, I have been writing letters every week for like the past 100 weeks, hoping to get on. So I am assuming that if you're reading this, this one actually made it. Which is great, because my New Year's resolution this year was to get my letter to be read as the question for the Octavarius podcast.
Aww.
Gotta set those goals high.
It's advanced for us.
So,
he wants to know if that's his letter.
Weird. So that means I accomplished it. I mean, if these words are reaching the tender ears of you and your listeners...
Wait, he already knew in the letter that it was being read?
If he knew it would have to be.
If yeah, or else... Because by Schrodinger's principle of letters...
oh my Jesus.
Go on.
So he writes, so I guess I did it. 2012 accomplished. Well, oh no, though. What am I going to do the rest of the year? Help me, Octavarius. What should my New Year's resolution be, and what should I do in 2012? Shit!
I thought he
what's up with that?
2012. I thought he said mission accomplished.
Yeah, but now he feels unaccomplished because he accomplished things.
That's yeah, he went
so
through,
quickly.
He went through a journey in that letter. Yeah.
You know what? I'm starting to feel a little bit uncomfortable by the number of letters that we receive that are just pleas for help of some sort.
Oh, did he ask what's up with that?
He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, at the very end.
I missed it.
It was great.
It was at yelling. The end of the letter, unlike normal.
Yeah, I think everyone in the chat room is pissed as well.
This is a good question.
Pissed because Tin's nine.
Oh, that's right. Does everybody have New Year's resolutions? I didn't. I don't really ever have New Year's resolutions.
Me neither, Keith.
Because the years that I've even thought about it, I've been like, well, that's stupid. Why am I waiting till a certain time to better myself?
I agree.
I hope, by the way, all you listening at home are enjoying the sounds of Mark furiously trying to open this container
letter.
Chocolate covered.
This letter full of chocolate covered sunflower
seeds. Why do you suck at opening things, Mark? It's not that hard to open something like a champagne bottle. Everyone can do that.
Yeah, oh. Brian did it really quickly and easily.
Yeah.
I just got it.
I kind of have a New Year, like a
yeah.
It's not like a whole new goal, but it's
like a life thing.
It's like a heightened, or it's like an annotation of a goal. Like, because I already woke out. where I was like, oh, I want to gain like muscle mass. So I was like, I want to gain like 25 pounds of like muscle.
That's a lot of muscle.
What?
That's a lot.
That's like a nuts amount of muscle.
He wants to look like my friend Chief, is what he told me.
But,
I look like Daniel Craig,
but you want so that would be like another sixth of your body weight,
yeah. Sure.
In muscle,
I mean,
mass,
you
right?
You want to be enormous?
Sure.
He wants,
I mean,
to be fucking
jacked. Will I hit 25? No, but I mean, if I aim for that goal, though,
that's true.
Boom.
Right. Should you make a tangible goal, though?
Landing the muscles.
No, okay, but
that's a lot of muscle mass for a dude your frame. Like, you're not a. I mean, you are a. Hang on. You are a very well put together dude. You are a very fit dude, but you're not a huge stocky dude. 25 pounds of muscle mass is a good amount for a big stocky dude.
It is,
to be fair, I did this
pull
this number out of nowhere. I mean,
you didn't do any research. Did you look online at what 1 pound of muscle looks like?
No, Castelvi, research.
I'm on it. It's a good amount of muscle.
Bing that shit.
I understand why people make the New Year's resolutions, though. It's like you fall out of reality at the end of December. Like, mm-hmm. Suddenly it's the holidays and everything's different. You're eating all this garbage. Mm-hmm. And like, you just, you know, you're going back into regular life. Everyone's going back to work. New semester at school. It's like, well, as long as I'm starting everything up that I was doing again, maybe I can do a couple things better this time around.
And a big point of the New Year's resolution, I think, is sharing it. We're supposed to share them so that other people hear that you've made a commitment to do something.
I'm always embarrassed to share my resolutions because I know I'm not going to accomplish them, so that's, I don't want to think I'm a failure.
No, it's not anything to converse about, because I feel that people have similar ones. Like, I feel like in general people want to be healthier.
I feel like everyone has the same one, is lose weight.
Yeah.
Well, it's always coming because it's right after.
Wants to gain 25 pounds.
Yeah.
It's funny that always happens, because it usually happens after pretty much a month of solid drinking between like holiday parties, Christmas parties,
and eating like crazy.
And eating like just candy and things like that. Like, of course.
I've been busy making things. Who had time to drink all that time?
I've had the week off.
I made a lot of things and I drank probably gallons and gallons of poison.
Yeah. It would probably be
more than usual?
I'd say a very good December drunk.
I definitely drank way more than usual this December.
God.
Just because
I just found at work there was tons of candy everywhere, and I like that. It just for the whole month of December it was just candy.
Well,
because
people are giving things
candy,
to you
candy.
The whole time.
Candy.
I feel like if you really really try hardcore to be like super fit and healthy during December, then like it's no fun. Like, I know people that are like, nope, I'm sticking to my fitness goals, I'm not going out, I'm not drinking, but it's like, dude, you're losing all that fun time with friends.
Both. Yeah,
cool, it does both.
Some people have goals.
Yeah. Speaking of food and such, Castelvi, would you like some of these chocolate-covered sunflower seeds? I find them a bit unsettling.
I hate them.
I don't know why would I want some.
I don't
know.
They're
bad.
All right,
I just want to stop holding them.
I think they're bad.
Oh, okay.
You want, because the first like half of the bite tastes like you think you're gonna get like a mini M&M, and then it turns into a sunflower seed.
Oh, this sucks!
Like, I don't like them when I think it's an M&M.
Oh, I like them.
Oh, cool! Chocolate covered sunflower seeds. I'll make my own decision. All right, you're starting off good. One.
That's really what happened.
What happened, man?
Wait a second. I think these are great.
Maybe chocolate covered sunflowers. It sounds like these are the pop chips of 2012.
See, the problem for me, the problem for me with these is that they're not just sweet and salty, which I enjoy, but they're oily too. Sunflower seeds are a very oily food.
They have a shitty aftertaste.
And they're colored.
Shitty aftertaste. Breathe through, you sunflower seeds, Lisa.
Bizarro M&Ms. Mm.
They're like pastel colors.
But at first they taste like mini M&Ms.
But in the end, they taste like...
They're actually not that bad.
Makula, please.
Breathe through the aftertaste, Makula.
Give me like...
Yeah, like that.
I like yes, sunflower seeds regularly. I actually dig these.
We'll breathe anyway, dude.
Well,
it
you should keep them
caught
over there.
My throat, like,
you don't taste the oily aftertaste
more
too bad.
I don't.
God bless you. You are the target market for these.
I'll grab some more.
Have them all day, friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we all just need to do more to find out what it's really like.
Oh, God, no. That's terrible in my mouth.
They like it, Mark. They like it.
I could eat these all day.
I'm okay with them. I just say I thought it was an M&M, and then pow, sunflower.
You know what I love? The pretzel M&Ms. Those are so good.
Yeah, but they replaced the crispy M&Ms, so fuck the
thank
pretzel
you.
But they're also better for you. They're only like 5 grams of fat. For the
if
whole
you're
thing.
Eating M&Ms, right. Why are you doing it for the hell?
You already gave up.
I just like pretzel M&Ms.
Game over.
I'm just saying, if you have to choose, you gotta help.
It's the lesser of two evils. This is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
I'd say if you have a choice between pretzel M&Ms and the crispy M&Ms for like weight loss, get the fruit cup.
Wait, can we finally do fruit cup reviews?
Oh, you mean can I finally start doing?
Wait a second, it was my review.
Yeah, Lauren, who has stopped you from doing this?
This is
true. I know. Is this gonna is fruitcupreviews.tumblr.com gonna come to fruition?
I don't know why Mark handed
maybe,
me back
maybe
these
that's
cans.
I'm
putting them on the back floor.
They start out like M&Ms and then turn into farts. That's what it tastes like.
Whoa, that's awful.
I am experiencing nothing but heaven in my mouth. These things are. This is Valhalla.
Take them. They're yours. Share them.
Makula likes fart-flavored Tootsie Pops.
So my only actual idea of how I'll try to better myself in 2012 is that we've all in this company and with other projects as well really upped our workload in this past year, and I guess the new challenge is to still hit that workload of what we're doing, and workload I mean by like things you don't really get paid for that you're doing because you like doing it, but now you're trying to put as much as you can into it and learning new things and trying to be as good at them as and just being successful at the things we're trying out and figuring out. That's probably the hardest part about entering a new year is trying to top the last year, because last year was fucking a blevin as hell.
Yeah.
It was a blevin.
There was so much that happened in 2011 that I didn't want to let go of it. I still don't want to let go of it. It was such a good year.
We can top it, Keith. We can top it.
I'm sure we can, but it's going to be so much work.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any year where I put out more work than...
I don't know any year I put out more. You know,
I put out a lot in 2011 too.
I put out.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, I mean,
I got a picture of Taylor Lauder. He put on 26 pounds of muscle, so this is very
upsetting. But he had to be. There's a part of it.
Holy shit, man, Makula, you might be able to do this.
Yeah, look at that. You can do that.
He's a monster.
On set, though, he has.
He's very scrawny.
People working on him, yeah.
He's very scrawny in the first picture, and you're not so scrawny anymore.
No, see, guys, Makula has to do the Ed Norton to beef up for American History X.
Yeah.
The guy literally made roast beef shakes.
We have a blender.
He would take a bunch of roast beef and put it in a blender. And just blend it up and put it all in a cup.
Ew.
And then just drink roast beef and lift weights like 20 hours a day.
Yeah, but Nick doesn't have the money to drink roast beef.
Dude,
yeah.
Jewel has some pretty affordable roast beef.
You have been fucked up.
I just was there today.
I'll roast you the beef to save you the money.
Can you? Yeah. Does anybody have a blender? I want to try this.
Oh,
I think actually tying these two goals together, the biggest problem is that I don't think Nick has 20 hours a day to lift weights.
Okay, well, this is going on our Twitter right now, at Octavarius, for the people who are following that don't know that. So I'm posting up there, Nick Makula has agreed to drink a roast beef shake this year.
God.
So
just once... and film it. Can we film it?
Yes, we can film it.
Yeah. How much of the shake?
All of
like
it.
Like a glass?
Let's say at least 8 ounces.
At least 16
ounces. How many slices?
Like at least a 3-pound roast.
Does it have to be warm?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Milkshakes are cold.
What are you going to put ice in your roast beef? And let
it? I always like to throw in some fruit, you know?
I just like putting the butter cookie around the straw.
That's not it. Can you imagine I can't easily find roast beef shake?
Are you binging it?
I am now officially binging all of my my podcast queries for all of 2012. That's my resolution. Is it
not because it's better, because it's funnier?
No, it's worse. I thought I made that clear. It's much worse. No, that's a berry shake. This is
roast beef, berry, get them confused all the time.
Now let me ask, what's the advantage of the roast beef shake as opposed to just eating regular roast beef?
Is it chewing takes time, and you should be lifting weights.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Testosterone Nation roast beef shake.
Oh, God. You found it?
This comes from tnation.com.
Testosterone Nation.
Can you find
Nation.
A picture of it? I really want a picture of it.
No, actually, this is citing
Edward. I don't think it's just.
No, that's roast beef, comma shake. Bing led me to that result too.
I told you it would.
But yeah, this guy's just citing Edward Norton's American History X diet. It might just be Edward Norton just did this because he was nuts.
Maybe he really likes roast beef.
Have you seen him in that movie? He's fucking jacked, man. He's fucking huge.
So let me ask then, Nick. When you get 25 pounds of muscle, what are you gonna do with it?
Walk around.
Oh. Walk around, be a fucking badass. That's what.
What do you hope? What do you hope that more muscle
he wants to
will
be an
achieve
action
for
movie
you?
Star.
Okay,
that's right. Yeah,
I mean that's fair. Yeah.
What else am I gonna do? I don't know. I'm working out. Might as well hit that. Go for it.
Okay.
Right.
If he
I'm
looks
doing chicken.
What does that mean?
I'm eating chicken.
He's eating a lot of chicken.
Doing chicken.
Well, what's that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm trying to get my body weight in protein daily. So it's like 140
That's
grams.
That's a lot
of
protein.
Well, as in 1 gram protein
per pound.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You said you're not sorry, I'm not familiar with this type of dieting. Why would you do 1 gram of protein per your body weight?
It's actually from Tony, our friend. Brian's a really good friend. Recommended it. It's just protein builds up the muscle after you work when you work it out. Like you shred it up, and protein just builds it up really fast. And it's like pretty much increased muscle,
and
just adding mass to it in a healthy way.
So why your body weight per gram?
I'm not sure the science behind it.
Cool number.
It's a good number.
I mean, it's probably too much more after that is going to stop being as helpful.
I see. And this is a common thing?
I've certainly heard it. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, have you thought about, like, so with the muscle, do you also care about how cut you are? How defined your muscle is?
Not right now. I mean, I think that's just...
Because you could power lift your way to, you know...
Ooh, put it on your butt. Put it all on the butt.
Dude, 25 pounds of butt muscle. So
you'd
funny.
You'd have a nice butt, though.
It's like, do you do the empty stomach cardio?
No.
What? You don't do the empty stomach cardio?
Does that mean like you don't eat, but then do...
You do a bunch of cardio in the morning on an empty stomach.
Ugh.
Yeah.
My real question for those who work out a lot, which I guess is in this room, is LP, Chris, and Makula, is...
Lisa
works out.
No, I mean, like, how you guys work out, because you guys really work out. How on earth do you not get bored out of your brains?
Girl talk.
Because I tried that. I tried exciting music. I tried everything. I got bored out of my mind. I just got so bored.
What do you do when you're bored sitting around?
I make things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you do anything else to help you make things a little more creatively?
I mean... Not legally.
Okay. Right, you know, try those things and try that, because that's what I do.
No, see, when I do that...
that's literally what I do.
I know, I would do that. I can't breathe when I try to do that.
It helps.
I think
it helps you expand your lungs.
For me, no. Opposite. I can't breathe.
I do that all the time. Movie or TV show. Like, if you go
or movie
to
trailer.
Gym.
I've tried those things. I've tried watching TV. I've tried listening to exciting music.
Did you try Harold?
No, I didn't.
This is actually something I get into. Now, it's not even the boredom. It's like, I'll go really good for a while, and I'll get off
my you know, my pattern. I'll do.
Shut up, Lisa.
Sorry, like,
grow up.
I'll stop. Yeah, I'll do something. I'll get super busy, or I'll get sick, or whatever, and then I stop working out, and then I start getting discouraged. And it's like, that's why for this year, for my New Year's resolution, I'm gonna try. I'm going to a personal trainer.
Dude,
Are you doing? For real? I'm cutting down. I'm cutting down on drinking, and I'm taking that money that I use often to go out drinking. That it's not the weekends. Instead, I'm going to be seeing a personal trainer like 2-3 times a month. Someone to just go over and someone to break down my diet with me.
Give me that money and I'll just tell you nice things about yourself.
It doesn't work the same way. My uncle's a personal trainer and he's given me a few sessions. It was when someone's behind you yelling at you, telling you you suck because you can't lift this weight, it makes you lift the weight.
They make you do it. Yeah. And it's like, my friends are too nice. My friends won't, like, bust my ass for me to do something like that.
You can
like
give
that.
Me that money. Chris, aren't you shit. Bored? I'd be like, Chris, thanks for this money, man. You were bored as fuck. I'm bored watching this weight. I can't believe the pain you're in
and
boredom.
Even before the personal training, when I would have to go, like, if I would go to the gym and I would want to bench press, I would need a spotter, I would find, like, the biggest... like scariest looking guy there, and I would just be like, hey, could you spot me? Because then, you know, if it's like some like 300-pound like black guy who's just like could crush me in one hand.
Is that cool etiquette? Is that cool at gyms?
Yeah,
that,
yeah, you can.
Cool.
No.
At first I didn't know. You find a random person, you'd be like, hey, can you spot me? And even like, because people will ask me to spot them, and it's good etiquette. Like you can do that. And if someone is like struggling and can't lift up, you can just yell at him and be like, push, grit your teeth,
fuck you, dude, fuck you.
And then if they can't get it, you help them, but letting them struggle a little bit like that helps build muscle.
Yeah.
You know, Keith, you know what helps me is not, it doesn't really help me with the personal training side, but going with friends that you can talk to most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's true. I guess when I was trying to work out with people, I was working out with someone who is a real workout junkie, and they just put in headphones and close themselves off in the world.
That's what I do.
Yeah, well, people do that. I get no help. And I was like, now I'm bored, and my friend's having a good time.
When we were at our old place, me, Salvia, and Nick, we had a gym, and anytime the three of us would work out together, it was literally a thing of like, all right, we're working out together, but don't talk to me because I'm doing my own thing. And we all put in our headphones, and we all just...
Till this time, I accidentally hit on the girl, and I asked you guys for help, and you guys didn't help me.
You did ruin that.
Yeah, you ruined it.
How did you accidentally hit on the girl?
Well, I was running on the treadmill, and I was kind of like goofing off, like talking to Costello, and I don't know if I was doing like Forrest Gump lines or something.
You were doing Forrest Gump lines.
While he had his headphones in?
Yeah, I guess no one was listening to me when I was doing it. I was like, I was running! And I know this really attractive girl walked in. It was just
simultaneously.
And I didn't know she was in the room, so I was like, I was Bubba!
Completely acting a fool.
And I look, and she sees me, I'm like, well, I gotta talk now, right? So I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, oh, nothing. I'm like, hey, I'm just here with my roommates, we're just working out. And
I don't think it went this well.
It didn't really go.
It went more like you embarrassed yourself and she walked away and then you were ashamed.
I was ashamed.
You were completely ashamed that you didn't know that girl was there.
And then I think he did one of those things he always does when there's a girl walking away, which is like, and then I donated to charity. And,
yeah.
That's
right. Are you asshole?
You do that all the time. Like, God. 28 kids out of that school bus. I got them all.
you say that?
Have you guys not heard me say that?
I
do it all the time.
He thinks he's doing it quietly, but he knows he's not.
Yeah, he says it, but right after he says something completely embarrassing. So it's obvious that's not true. That you saved these kids.
Do you say more ridiculous things?
Like, oh, that family, that volcano almost got him.
Yeah, exactly.
My paracopter got him.
Anti-lava chute.
The Medal of Honor? What's the Medal of Honor?
Medal of Honor.
Purple Heart.
Has it ever worked? Like, has somebody ever turned around hearing that laugh?
It's as they're leaving the room.
Yeah, so
nice. I've seen smiles from the back of their head.
So would their thought process be like, man, this dude's a total creep, but he donates to charity.
And he saved all those kids from that volcano.
I was really put off.
Or so he told me.
I was really put off when you were just running on the treadmill and you just screamed out to nobody, Lieutenant Dan, ice cream. But now I think I'm turning my mind around.
Oh my
gosh.
I think
we broke him.
It's like a great place to meet friends, though. I mean,
no,
like,
no, girls can talk. Well,
that's,
I don't know.
That's not true.
None
of those.
Dude,
not a single person at those gyms.
Okay, maybe I'm just friendly.
Is friendly because everyone who's serious about working out is closed off in their headphones, and everyone else is like me and clueless.
Not the ones, yeah.
Or, but no, of course.
The lady ones, yeah.
And one's friendly and cool.
To girls that are cute.
Yeah,
no,
but I'll
talk to the
yeah.
girls too.
Yeah, other cute girls, that's probably how they feel. I has been to YMSCA and did not has fun. Too many old machines, no
yeah.
help.
Keith, you gotta come dance with me. You gotta come Zumba.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I want
a
Zumba. I want to know what the hell.
I do want
shit.
To,
oh,
but I think
so
I'll have
good.
To stretch for 3 hours before.
It's just a dance party for an hour.
It's not
I know.
That like physical. It's just a lot of having
to
chicken your head.
I stretch for an hour before.
It's just
wait,
like
you
being
need
in
guest
a
passes
club.
To get into
I
the
have
Zumba?
Guest passes.
Is this thing's exclusive?
Can we all go
to Zumba?
Can
I
we
ladies it, guys, if you don't know what Zumba is,
it's everything.
It, ladies,
it's not what
McCool
is doing.
Z-U-M-B-A.
It's salsa, hip hop. Like,
can Brian and I do our
reggae.
German characters from the circus show?
That's
dude,
probably the
no,
only way I'd
say,
be able to do Zumba.
But they say at the top of class, they're like, don't worry if the steps aren't perfect, as long as you're having fun. The only rule is that you have fun.
It's
a rule. It's mandatory.
There's no crying
we
in Zumba.
Train last
Keith,
time.
Keith,
we
you should
train.
You should get fit by like joining one of those sexy pole dancing classes. Like, of everyone I know, you would be... They're like, dude, you would fucking rock on a
dude,
fucking...
Just go once a week all year.
Yeah, Keith.
You would,
you would
so
fucking
good.
Rock
Keith,
on a
Keith.
Fucking pole.
Yeah,
Keith,
dude.
If
he's
we
right,
bought
though.
You if we bought you a pole dancing
that.
Class, would you attend it?
Yeah. We got like a Groupon?
There's probably a Groupon for it.
Come
I could probably
on.
Get you
make
sexy
cool
pole dancing class.
I have a New Year's resolution for you, Keith.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, part one. There's this amazing YouTube video of this pole dancer dancing.
I can't possibly do that one polo dancing competition video.
The floor where she's walking on like stairs?
Yeah,
that's
where she's a
possible.
Magician lady?
Yeah.
Keith,
yeah.
I want you to do that.
There
you've
there
got
are
365
people.
Days.
We'll be hey, lucky if I don't like
she's
offset
on.
The
okay.
counterweights on the pole and rip it to the ground.
You are a lot larger than most pole dancing ladies.
Yeah.
Now, Keith, think of how many, like, if in terms of leveling up, how many sexy points you level up if, like, you know how to fucking work a pole. Next time we're at Matilda and we're downstairs, if you can fucking show up all the ladies
I mean,
on that
that's
pole.
True, but I also don't want to break my collarbone. And I see that happening day one. I just fall upside down
no,
my
dude,
collarbone.
You gotta get, like, a... You gotta get like a big 300-pound black guy who knows what the fuck he's doing.
Spot me.
Yeah.
And just sort of jostle my body around the pole.
And yell,
push
you
it up.
Shitty pole dancer
push
you
that leg up. You suck. I don't want to fuck you at
be
all.
Chinese.
It would be so funny if I became a great pole dancer.
I just found a pole dancing class from Groupon for $45.
$45.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
Is it women only or can men do it?
It does not specify. It
so
says stripper lessons.
There you go.
So
that's not the same.
There's a woman on a pole.
That's not pole dancing appropriate. That's stripper lessons.
It's a pole?
No, I mean,
it's both pictures have a woman
dude,
on a
you
pole.
You gotta start somewhere.
Brian,
gotta
I
start
would
somewhere.
Do, you do pole dancing, we'll come back, we'll be awesome.
You get abs. You will get
if
abs.
It's, if it's not pole dancing, can you storm out being like, I thought this was pole dancing, but this is dirty fucking stripper lessons.
You're all worthless.
I just, I don't, it wouldn't, I mean, like, girls don't want to see guys, you know, dancing on poles.
No, they do.
Why?
They do.
Grinding them balls up on that pole.
I will watch six men on a pole.
All right.
Them big old saggy balls.
But, Keith, next year, if we whore ourselves out for advertising at the gay pride parade again, if you could work like a telephone pole.
You're
man.
Asking me to work a pole at the gay pride parade? This joke can only go so far.
You're
going to
be Keith Handsome
before
again.
It's not a joke.
The gay community demands Keith Handsome.
They don't understand him.
No, they don't.
They want him.
He's a misunderstood
but they cannot have.
Treasure.
That's funny.
Lauren, you think guys on poles are unsexy?
I don't know if they're necessarily unsexy.
What if Robert Pattinson's on a pole?
Ooh, I want to just hear a minute of this. I want to give them a minute, uninterrupted, to talk about the sexiness and non-sexiness of men on stripper poles.
Go ahead.
All right, this is the Cloud and Lauren minute. Go.
Okay, it's not that I don't think they're unsexy. I just wouldn't get aroused by seeing a guy on a pole.
If he's like, has just like perfect body and he has dreamy eyes, he's looking in your eyes and he's just dancing?
I'd rather him just dance up in front of me. I wouldn't want him on a pole.
But he has like
the pole's phallic. Like, that seems like he wants to be in a pole.
He has something else to go to instead of like him being like, I'd rather have him strip. It's like, I have a prop, I have a go to place. Yeah, it's something to work with.
I'll give him a whip instead. I don't know.
All right, I don't think we're going this.
No, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen
Lauren,
it, so...
are you risque?
Wait.
Would you consider yourself just like... you like a little risque? Is that what you're getting to?
I don't know.
Because if the answer is yes, props to you. And I support that.
And that is the end of Cloud and Lauren Minutes.
Oh man, I never wanted to talk so bad in my life.
Right.
I'm starting to wonder if Makula wants 25 pounds of muscle mass to take stripper lessons.
Where'd Makula
did
go?
Did he just leave the room?
Yeah he totally just went to go lift something.
he's screaming in the back.
It has to be, there are different personality types that will hook you into like a gym, and like, I remember when I signed up, I was like, I just graduated college and I wanted to go to a gym. So I signed up at Export Fitness. A guy comes up, like real big, like frat looking guy. And just comes up to me. He's like, sup, bro? So you went to ISU? I'm like, yeah. He's like, did you do any frats? And I'm like, no, I did theater. He's like, oh, just one second, bro. And he walks away. And then like a smaller, more feminine guy who was like, he looked more like a runner type or something. He's like, hey, I'm Chaz. So you're thinking about getting fit? And like, they totally figured he would be better to hook me. And they're like,
wow, we got a great plan for you. Oh, by the way, you know what I like? Theaters.
Who do you think will come to me? Like a sexy lady or what?
There's a lot of Second City guys who... Oh,
there are. There are a lot
did
of
it, it's right in the building. In the
fitness, Nick, Makula.
How you doing?
There's a lot of improvisers.
Can we talk about what's happening over here?
What's going on?
I had a funny picture of Keith Handsome from that I sent you a picture of his ass accidentally.
Accidentally.
What kind of horrible, horrible person are you?
I was looking at my photos to see if I could find it, but I couldn't find it. So I deleted it. But I found another really hilarious photo of LB coming back, I think from like a bachelor party.
It was
party.
Jeff's, not Jeff's bachelor party, it was Jeff's like birthday party.
And it's a picture of LB with long hair, quite drunk. It's in his room, and he's holding onto a photo of a bunch of just penis-shaped things, and Chris is on the bed. This is the photo that you said I should delete. You're just in your boxers on the photo.
And he's giving Will Smith points.
Those are all penises.
Yeah, that's
Jeff,
pretty good.
Jeff got me
they're really big penises.
For his birthday, he got me a calendar, like a studly dude calendar.
Yeah.
Like, and on each like month, there was like a giant poster of a sexy studly dude, and
really?
It came with like these little in the tail of the donkey, just paper dicks.
Nice. Can I use it for a bachelorette party coming up?
Yeah, it's probably still in my room somewhere.
You haven't been keeping it up.
Oh, it's probably in my closet. And so it's all these dicks, and it's just all you can just pin like a giant, like, let's see, what's one? What's an example of a dick there?
Well, there's one that's
actual dick. And the second one's a dick. And then the third one is like a some sort of pipe connected to two nuts.
Nice.
I like the one that's shaped like a shepherd's crook.
Yes, it's very curved.
Ugh. This
you
is
guys
just
know?
Man dick robot dick.
Well, it's a shepherd's crook dick.
One the first dick. One is a man dick. I'm sorry?
Did you guys know that there's a calendar called nice Jewish guys calendar?
All right, I'll look it up. I was looking up pin the dick on the stud, but that wasn't it. And what is it? Nice Jewish guys?
Yeah. Nice Jewish guys calendar. Oh yeah, it pops up real quick.
So you know exactly.
Are they not? Are they not in?
Oh, look at those nice Jewish fellas! Oh my god!
Are they not in like sexy poses?
No,
they're just looking really
no,
nice.
They're like adorable, really nice Jewy and dorky looking. A lot of Jew-fro.
Nice Jewish guys, 2011 calendar. Look at this guy. Okay.
Are none of their shirts off? They're just like sitting.
No, they're the just. They're all in polos. I swear to God, they are.
What's it called?
It's nice
a,
Jewish.
I put it in
like
the chat room.
Accounting.
RJ and Jeff and Cassie. You
yeah.
can enjoy it.
It's just like nice was clearly the only qualification.
I like you.
Like niceness was way more important than good looks for this calendar.
Hey, and yeah, you have those reports. Oh, is that?
I've always wanted to make a sexy Optivarius calendar.
I would love for us to make a sexy.
That would be
Optivarius
so fun.
Calendar.
Just like we'd each have our own page, and
yeah.
then like there'd be two pages of everybody.
Can we make that a goal of ours for Octavarius? Is sometime throughout this year we will make a 2013. Sexy Octavarius calendar.
Can we make Logan take it?
Who's gonna buy that?
I think plenty of us doing like mundane things.
Dude, that's a great at show merchandise idea.
Yeah.
Like sexy Octavarius 2012. And it's just like Keith doing taxes.
No, I'd be doing a pole dance doing taxes.
Yeah,
okay. It'll be a mundane task, but sexily done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'd be like flexing my guns, but I'd be at the zoo.
Keith, could you wear that like green accountant visor when you're doing your pole dance?
The what?
When you're doing your pole dance while you're doing taxes, could you wear that green accountant visor?
Oh yeah, and I'd have like a half tie up to my like navel white shirt, but with like a short. Or a tie with it still. Yeah, it'd be a
that's
nice
great.
Outfit. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, what would you do?
Oh, what would I
sexily.
Do? I would be in a crowded train, just in a diaper or something, just crowded like rush hour train. Just, like, you know, you, like your arms around like someone else's like neck, you know, like when you're trying to like, you can't technically fit up on that train.
Would you be looking at us seductively?
I'd be looking,
or
I'd be winking at you while pointing at someone's like red eye or something, being like, good story.
And he's holding a roast beef shake.
Yes, that's what I want. Oh,
can I be holding my wand? That's
of
all
course.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
In your pussy.
Castelli just went there.
He just won the podcast.
He just won the podcast.
2012, baby.
2012. It's 100. It's 100. It's 2012, baby. It's 100.
Nice, dude.
That's
horrible.
All the way
down.
Oh,
yeah.
We just passing that. That high five.
That is so rude.
I thought that's where we were going.
What
that?
The fuck?
We're doing like a dirty calendar, right?
So rude.
I mean, Castelli's page is going to be filthy.
Yeah.
I was imagining I was going to finger my own asshole.
Oh my god.
Just have like normal, like, fucking X-rated porn. Fucking the filthiest shit. And then like normal.
You'll be like May.
Definitely be May. Definitely be May. Oh, I love
it.
Oh dear.
Dude, total surprise in May. Oh, the biggest surprise.
Ah, May's gonna be a good month.
I think mine would be in a restaurant.
You can be Jew, man.
I would just be in a nice restaurant. Maybe hold a martini glass.
Maybe shaking hands with the chef.
I'd probably have a smile.
Oh, that was great.
Gosh. So you're gonna be May, huh, Castelli?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll be June then.
All right, good. Good luck.
Wow.
Good luck.
Oh, boy.
That's something we could do in 2012, though. Like,
yeah. I think that's totally possible.
If we want to get famous, like, just become smut peddlers.
Comedy smut.
The hardest part of making a calendar, like, so we'd have to take like 12 photos. Not that hard. The hardest part is actually designing the calendar pages.
It's not that hard. I looked into it.
If you go to Walgreens and give them 12 photos.
What?
Yeah, like online or places like Walgreens, they make calendars.
It's pretty easy.
Well, they'd be like the flip ones, like what we want.
Yeah, because I remember I did it for my parents for Christmas.
I don't know if
they'd
print it out with Castelvi's mail.
I don't know.
Oh, that's true, they won't.
Yeah.
That's pretty serious. That's pretty serious, May.
Custom
I don't know. We have to get
calendars.
Get them made through a shady dealer.
Calendars printing.
Walgreens probably does it, right?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
This is America. We can do
the
it.
Calendar.
I can't even buy too much.
What does that have to do with my smut calendar?
I'm pissed because Walgreens wouldn't let me buy more than two things of Sudafed.
Because people are making meth with it.
Yeah. Am I going to make meth with it?
I don't know.
They don't know.
We could totally
they don't, discount. They don't know you're not the meth queen of Chicago.
Did
you walk into CBS
screaming?
With the Harry Potter walk?
Dude, everyone's going to think you're the meth queen of Chicago if you're friends with the dude that fingers his asshole further.
And a dude with lab equipment.
And
true. Tins. True.
You can class it up a bit. I'll wear a hat.
Oh my god.
What would be almost as bad, I'm not sure if it would be almost as bad or worse, is if you had May fingering your asshole. June,
it can't be himself.
June was Brian smiling at a restaurant. And July was you again.
Oh no.
Oh, me and Gavin would be great.
Pass.
And then August is like Chris petting a deer.
Thought it was
over. Fucking a clown or something.
Oh, oh no.
It's gotta be weirder than ass fingering. That's a problem.
Oh, you just see like the bottom half of some girl clown.
Some fucking weird.
You could have a plastic bag over someone's head.
Oh god!
Oh! That's mean. I'd rather. That's mean, Chris. I'd rather imagine him fucking a clown.
Hey, those people are getting paid. They know what they're doing.
What?
It's all consensual.
Castelvi, the minute.
Autoerotic asphyxiating myself.
Castelvi, the minute you publish a photo of you fucking a clown, that's the day you forfeit the rest of your life.
No one wants to be a dirty clown.
Say that now. We'll be rich, my friends. Rich. It'll be great.
Someone said awesome. Cloud should be hugging a sloth. I like that.
Yeah.
Me?
In September.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
After all the smut.
Yeah.
Or Cloud on a Cloud. I like Cloud on a Cloud.
That'll be, you should be a ghost.
I said I wanted to be in the
Sears
Tower viewing booth.
Oh, the one
showing Chicago, my sexy.
That's cool.
As a ghost.
You know what? I think
that would be great if it would be from behind, so it would just be like your bare ass. So
like you like leaning on your elbow all sexy and then just the skyline.
Your translucent bare ass.
Floating just above.
For me, I think the worst image of all of this is the image of looking on the back of that calendar and seeing the thumbnails.
We wouldn't do that, though. Does it have to be a
surprise? That's standard.
We could just have said
it would be sold in gas stations in that black plastic. Right,
well, maybe for the back we could have Castelvi like mixing a martini in May and
three or four like a preview of just
hardcore gays.
Oh, that's true.
I've seen them where they just couple months.
Yeah,
that's how we'll do it then.
You know, we'll be fine if we just put a buy this sticker on them all. Because then, if they buy it and they're upset, they're like, well, they said not to buy this.
It's just porn now.
I like the idea of putting fake Castelvi thumbnails because I like the idea that someone would like open it up to May, be like, dear God. And then check the back to be like, did I not notice this going in?
Wait a minute, hold on.
And then just flip back and forth between like Castelvi high fiving a priest and like fucking a clown.
That would be awesome.
Or if you got it as a gift from your mother, like she just looks on the back, doesn't unwrap it. She sees, oh, these are all normal improv boys.
Wow, you got me. Man, look, you got me a Chicago Improv Boys of 2012 calendar.
Dude, Jan Clement.
I was just about
then.
To say I was gonna give it as a gift to Jan Clement.
No.
Do you think she'd be
she
a very upset, B extremely upset, or C never speak with us again?
Probably just you, but yeah, she'll be mad at
well,
us.
Well, Mark gave it to her. Like, I imagine.
I'd say there's a good chance. It's almost certain she'll never speak to you again.
Okay.
I feel like most of us, it's going to be 2 months before she talks to any of us.
Oh, man.
Not a single Facebook comment.
Uncomfortable would that realization be for Jan Clement?
And if that's the craziest thing you ever do in your life, years from now, when you look at 2012, you'd be like, oh, that's right. That's the time I ruined a friendship.
It's like borderline harassment, like sexual harassment.
And borderline?
Yeah, it's not borderline.
Most of them are good gifts. Like, most of the months are very nice. It's just that one dude who ruined
but
it.
But like, if you like text somebody a bunch of pictures of you by the bean and then one of your dick, that doesn't make it less sexual.
Not, maybe if it was 10 pictures of me by the bean, then
oh
one
goodness.
Of my dick.
Then one is an
I'm pretty sure
like,
it's still sexual harassment.
Oops, oops, it's my dick.
How'd that get in there?
Whoopsie.
Oh my. That's no. Still unacceptable.
I guess you're right.
Jeez.
Well, I'm excited.
I'll still do
this.
It.
Yeah. 2012 was the year I published that calendar. It was the year I lost my job. It was the year my IP server got flagged. It was,
I mean,
it was the day I got the restraining order from all the playgrounds and schools.
Tins, I love that your mind went to my IP server got flagged.
It was like
that's
the
a
third
huge
thing.
Problem. That's
the
a big thing,
job.
I would argue.
I didn't think it was, I didn't see it coming, but yeah.
How do you get your, like, what do you have to do to get that flag?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We could all have flag computers. Who the hell knows? But it can
true.
Be done. If for some reason you're going to places on the web and
wow.
people find out and they're like, oh, well, we probably should keep an eye out. Like, that's what they do for, like, terrorists and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, sometimes it can happen even if you just say, like, terrorist on a podcast or something.
Oh no.
Or, but why did you do that?
That's hilarious.
Well, it's just like talking about meth making.
Yeah, that's
who
true.
Knows?
We've been talking about meth making.
We've been talking
dude,
about
like,
Lauren
you're
making meth.
Dude, only works for the Chicago police, not for the federale.
We have
Lauren
be a meth
queen. Just
looking
out
her
the window. Like,
for
expecting
the, FBI.
The van is going to... You know,
Akula, I can guarantee you the FBI is not listening to this live on Octavarius.com.
No.
Terrorism.
Okay.
Terrorism.
Woo! 2012, Octavarius is being watched.
I mean,
I love having more audience.
No,
we are.
Press,
I mean,
guys.
No.
Any press is good press.
We're already banned in China.
That's totally true.
Even if we're in jail, any press is good press.
I disagree.
I think they'll like us. I think they'll tune in.
In jail?
And tap our phones, and I think they'll like what
I love
see.
Improv, but no. No.
Dude, can you imagine seven shows a week because we are the prison entertainment? Like,
it'll be like the last episode of Seinfeld every day of our lives.
No, although
so, well,
I'd rather
spoiler
be...
alert, I guess.
So, yeah, I guess.
We can probably do the Oz show that I was wanting you to do.
Dun, 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 dun.
We can do the Oz show, we can do the Shawshank show,
the
we can do...
The
we
ending of Blues
Cat.
Brothers show.
The Scared Straight show.
The Fugitive show.
Alcatraz.
Don't Follow Me show.
The Rock
show. No. No.
The I Fuck the Clown show.
No.
Finally.
The Real Pornography We Made show.
Can we do the Joseph Gordon-Levitt show, please?
Yeah,
no.
Sure.
In prison, yeah.
Yeah.
They love him there.
Although... Although I'd rather we do show just like, hey, now we're in Denver.
What?
I think we should all just...
The Denver County Penitentiary?
No! God damn it, Jens!
Nice Jewish guys.
I mean, if our thing is...
You just
looking at my screen.
Are you just plugging them?
If our thing is fun is everywhere, I guess if we all wound up in prison.
Sometimes fun's inside Castelvi's asshole. You gotta get it.
What is this if not just honoring a promise we had made?
Yeah.
It's just real deep.
The weirdest part is going to be the photo shoot.
Real deep.
Yeah, we haven't been thinking.
Is Robin going to take the pictures?
I was about to suggest Robin might be able to do it. She is the only one.
I can promise that if that photo shoot takes place, I'll be in the room.
I'll be there.
Because, Stubby, who's the clown?
Whatever girl you can get drunk at the time.
Dude, it was something nasty, something real terrible. That's just not appealing.
Get a real clown and, like, offer it everything you have.
Offer it?
Not good. A real clown has no identity, Mark.
Yes.
Ronald McDonald
gets
captured.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, Bozo. Dear. We'll get a lot of activity in the chat room about who the clown I should
see. People are concerned about this.
The clown from It is the scariest.
People want to know.
That's the scariest.
In spider or clown form, though?
It would make it less scary just to know that, like, it's being done. The It clown?
It's being fucked by Castelvi.
You would win great upon
it. It's not just being fucked. It's being fucked by
Castelvi. I hope it's consensual, I would imagine.
Knowing that.
Making sweet love to the clown.
Like, Castelvi.
Like an inch deep.
Castelvi only has passionate consensual sex. Yeah. That's the only kind he has.
There's a scene. There's a scene in the movie It where the chick Beverly and this dude are about to, like, get it on.
Right.
And when they're older, they, like, he had, like, a crush on her when they were younger and stuff. But now, like, so all the adults have reunited and they're older and they're, like, in a hotel room or something. They're about to get it on. They're about to make out. And then she looks in the mirror or something. It's the clown. It's the fucking clown in disguise. She's about to make love to this clown.
Ooh, creepy.
So wait, you're going to be looking like you love this clown?
So far, I like Violator from Spawn Clown, because I like a fat homeless clown. Like, that's just unsettling, and let alone if he's, like, getting fucked.
So you're just going to fuck John Leguizamo with a fat
shoe? I like Cam from My Family, because he dresses up like clown as well. That's what
Cass has been. A lot of clown knowledge coming out of Cassie.
Yeah.
And RJ.
How much money do you think it would cost? How much money do you think
to be a male prostitute?
No, my idea was how much money do you think it would cost to pay Robin Williams enough money to dress up as Rainbow Randolph from Death to Smoochie and have you fuck it?
I don't think it would be at least two Picassos.
Finding someone who looks like Robin Williams and doing the same
thing. You don't have to really fuck them, right?
No, but still, I mean, Robin Williams is not.
Yeah, but we want to have a good calendar, Lauren.
He received one Picasso and like 2% of the gross for Aladdin.
Oh,
yeah, Picasso?
Wait,
yeah.
For real?
Robin, he didn't get 2% of the gross. He got scale for Aladdin.
Or scale, but then it was the Picassos.
He might have gotten Picasso.
Because he got Picassos. Picasso? Yeah, Robin Williams is big art collector. And Disney pays him in Picassos.
What?
Well, I know they pay for Aladdin. They paid him scale because they he said, like, don't put the genie on any fucking Aladdin merchandise. I don't want children to be just spending all of their parents' money on this Aladdin shit because the genie's on the front. If you don't market any products with the genie on it to kids, basically, I will work this movie for scale.
Wow. Why didn't he want the genie on it?
I don't know. So send a message, I guess.
Yeah.
Consumerism for with kids sort of message.
It came through loud and clear.
Yeah. I have a genie Aladdin little...
I have a towel in my bathroom that has Aladdin on it, and the genie is front and center.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a very short time limitation in that
Rob
deal.
Williams Picasso things. He gets paid in Picassos from Disney. They'll buy him like a Picasso, and he's like, cool. Because then he feels that's like his investment. Jack Nicholson is real big into the art stuff, but Robin Williams is the only one that I know of that asked for art as a payment.
I could probably pay people in like pesos.
That's kind of like art.
It doesn't look like art money to me. It's different. It's a cultural reflection.
I would draw stuff for them. I could do my version of a Picasso.
You would have to buy a painting from somebody else. For Robin Williams.
That's tough. That's really tough. Well, I don't think I'm gonna have enough.
If we gave him like a couple of, if we gave him a couple of Picassos,
it's like a fucking trillion. Pesos.
I think he'd at least snuggle with Castaldi.
Robin Williams.
Yeah,
I think the point of the picture though.
How
was
many
that
Picassos
he's
do we have
like
left?
Balls deep.
What? No, I think you're right though, Mark.
I think that's the point of the picture.
is to like be able to see some of your shaft going into it.
This is like the dirtiest podcast.
Those things are mine.
The dirtiest podcast.
Oh, man.
It's 100.
It's 100. We're being outrageous.
Oh, boy. Oh, there's already.
Hey, do you think there's a Picasso of two people playing golf poorly?
Yeah.
It has to be. It's a shame there's nothing they can do to get
better. I thought it was just like a guitar farting on a naked woman under a tree or something. But it could be golf.
There was that. I remember that. Well, it's a shame people in the painting are going to be as shitty as they are at golf as they ever will be forever.
Yeah.
They'll never be able to take advantage of Cloud's golf tips.
What?
For the perfect swing, count backwards from 10 in your head, and then once you get to 0, swing away.
This has been Cloud's golf tips.
Carts.
That's a good one. Yeah, I guess.
You can use that one.
That's an actual golf
tip. The golf tips.
I looked at Makula because I was going to make a 9 joke, but then I just kept rolling.
You mean like a par 9?
RJ's goal, his New Year's resolution, is to out 9 Nick Makula.
Good luck.
We put
challenge.
That
in.
Luck.
And we put out a lot of fun things happening in the chat room. A lot of different clowns I should be fucking. We got onto the subject of zombie mimes and how they can transfer their disease. And we discovered it's through the biting only, not through cum transference.
Oh.
Which is good. Good chat room, everybody.
Good chat room.
Also, once again, if you're not following us on Twitter, follow us. We are at Octavarius. Find us on Facebook, Octavarius. Now, we have a couple minutes left in the podcast, but we did, I believe, agree to do this.
I thought we weren't going to do this.
We
agreed.
I feel like if it's ever going to happen, it's going to be tonight.
Oh, God.
To celebrate 100 Octavarius podcasts. Tonight, it is time for Nick Makula's
100 words of wisdom.
How are we going to count this?
With numbers.
Tick tock. It's 2:30 in the morning, right? And I'm sleeping, wondering, what am I going to do in 2012? I thought, as I got on my skateboard and skateboarded around Lakeview. Brr, it seems really cold out, doesn't it? As I said to my friend, the penguin, who happened to be in my backpack. And he and I were just walking around Lakeview, and then I saw a couple other penguins. And there was a good amount penguins there. I mean, there had to be more than one penguin. Definitely more than two. Not nearly as many as 10.
Oh, no.
I would say more than 7. Perhaps more than 8.
What number?
Could it?
I'm on like 60 something.
I'm on 90.
I'm
on
like 90. Yeah, I'm in the 90s.
I'm on 87.
You had 10 left. I'm on 90.
Could it be that I see before me 9 penguins?
That is good. Nick Makula's 100 words of wisdom.
Nobody got anything from that. You barely got anything.
You got less than 100 word vocabulary.
You just started counting because that was what we were all doing.
A lot of penguins in there. A lot of penguins.
He was waiting for that 9 bomb to drop is what was happening.
You didn't have anything better to say?
Well, I mean, I thought
when I... It's 100 podcasts.
It's deep. Listen back, Larry.
Dude,
yeah,
listen
it's
back,
deep.
Dude.
This is
deep.
Listen back,
No.
It's
the
story all connected.
This is the ending of chapter 1 of my great novella. The Penguin and I.
Yeah. We have to go, folks, but before we go, let me remind you all that if you are listening to this, either live in through Octavarius.com or through iTunes when it comes out the next week. We are back from break, continuing our Sunday run. We've got right now 8 weeks left in the current run. So
and a wicked arm.
And a wicked arm. So get to those shows. Well, they are still around every Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
We've already got some super plans for all of them. I'm real excited about each and every one of them.
Yeah, this coming one is the New Year's resolution show hosted by our own Matt LP Gutierrez.
Woo! Bring a calendar from 2011, like a physical calendar. It can be get a dirty in for $7. One. Yeah, like a day planner or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, like a calendar
like
magnet.
A porn one is what I was talking about.
And with that, that's going to do it for us. Happy 100 podcast, everybody.
Yeah, happy 100 podcast.
Well, have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
Understand, but still listen.